今年教会里边有多少人高中生毕业，你们知道吗？
Do you know how many high schoolers are going to graduate this summer?
六位，对不对？
Six.
我说八位。
Actually, eight.
不，六位是高中毕业，没错。
Eight high schoolers.
一位大学毕业。
And one graduate, college graduate.
还有一位是医学院毕业。
And one graduate from the medical school.
在他们成长的过程里面，这都是我们弟兄姊妹的孩子。
These are all childs of our brothers and sisters.
都是神量给他父母的产业。
It's all the inheritance that our Lord has given to our brothers and sisters.
在主的教会里面，在他们成长的过程的时候。
During the process of the growth,
包括我们过去我们自己的孩子，
including our own children,
以及你们刚看好多都走出去了，下一代。
And you see so many little ones, they just walk out of this room.
你们数过吗？
Have you ever counted them?
不是民数记的数啊。
Not like the, what's recorded in the numbers.
在这个过程的里面，我们常常讨论一个主题。
And during this process, many times we discuss such a topic.
就是如何照主的教训跟警戒来养育子女。
And how we can raise our children according to the teaching of the Lord.
而让他们成为讨神喜悦的子女。
So that can be pleasant in the eyes of the Lord.
我们讲到子女，不要忘记只有 youth, 只有很年轻的，我们有60岁的子女。
And the word children not just include the little ones or the youth, but actually we have children which are over 60 years old.
所以今天要从这一个主题来交通我们在生活中父母子女的相待上面如何遵他而行。
And today I want to share that how to walk and live in him on the matter of parents and children.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们在你面前屈膝的敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we bow down before you and worship you.
一开始我们就借着诗歌宣告你的主权。
And we proclaim your authority through the hymn.
你是主。
You are the Lord.
主，不仅我们称你是主，我们心中也是我们的宝座。
Not only we call you Lord, may your throne be set in our hearts.
你把我们聚在你自己身体里面，就是你的教会。
You gather us together in a body, which is your church.
你也把我们放在父母的手中，在家中学做子女。学做父母
under the hands of the parents, so we can learn how to be a child.
主，我们求你给我们圣灵膏我们。
Well, we pray for the Holy Spirit, the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们的信仰跟我们的生活能够接得上。
So our faith and our life can be one.
叫我们在你的里面因着你。
Because of you.
有见证。
That we can have testimony.
叫我们一同来荣耀你的名。
Let us glorify your name together.
叫你家中兴旺。
And may your home, may your house be more abundant.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and honor be to you.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 圣经刚刚弟兄带我们念，在哥罗西书的范围里面，说到儿女跟父母，父母跟儿女的时候，有两句话。
And we just read the cautions, and according to the father to children and children to father.
我们先谈思想一下儿女对父母。
And first, children to parents.
哥罗西书第三章二十节说，你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是悦的。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
以弗所书第六章第一节到第三节也说到同样的类似的话。
It's also recorded in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
For this is right. 然后他继续说，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, which is a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
圣经的用字非常的讲究。
And the words in the Bible is very delicate.
听从父母是一个复合动词。
It's a compound verb.
它有位置,
of this word obey. It talks about a position.
是在什么之下来听?
It's to listen, but hear and listen, but it's to hear and listen under.
所以说到子女的时候, 他说你子女是在父母的权柄下来听。
So when it talks about children, children are under the authority of the parents and then listen.
所以我们中文翻成听从。
So in Chinese, we have the translation follow and obey.
因为是在下听。
Because we are under the authority.
子女父母不是同辈。
We are not of the same generation.
如果你家里没有按照这个律, 你一定出事。
If such a law is not the reality in your home, it's going to be a problem.
不是辈分, 你们常常说儿女都爬到头上来了。
I'm not referring to just like the human nature of this generation. And many times, seems the children are over parents.
位置不能错。
The position cannot be messed.
位置错, 你人在对还是错的。
And if the position has been messed, and regardless how good this person is, there are going to be problems.
因为从圣经神的启示里来看, 儿女是神所赐给父母的一个产业。
According to the revelation in the Bible, that children are the inheritance that God gave to parents.
是神把儿女交托在父母的手中。
So God put the children in the hands of the parents.
给他们权柄。
And give the parents authorities.
为的是要养育。
The purpose is to raise them.
用主的教训去警戒。
According to the teachings of the Lord.
所以才会说要做儿女的是要在主里听父母。
So that's why the Bible tells us to obey parents in the Lord.
所以盼望主借着他的话勉励我们，叫我们做父母的要注意，我们是从神那里来承继了一个他的产业。
And so it's a reminder to parents that we have an inheritance from God.
所有权是神。
And the ownership belongs to God.
问题是经营权也是神。
But actually, the management belongs to God as well.
因为经营管理的方法不用神的方法就会发生问题。
Because it will be a problem if we don't manage this according to God's teaching.
有一次弟兄问我, 有一位弟兄问我说, 你们怎么还在 Kansas City?
One time my brother asked me, why are you still staying in Kansas City?
他不是说我在 Kansas City 不好。
Not that he said that Kansas City is not good.
他是说你退休到哪里去?
What he means is, what's my plan after retirement?
我说我在这里还有把我们过去所犯的错误要告诉弟兄姊妹。
And I said, I ask you have a duty to share the mistakes that I made to brothers and sisters.
他说客气。
He said, you're so polite.
做儿女的也要注意。
And be aware, children.
位置你们不要弄错了。
Never mess the positions.
不要爬到父母的头上。
Never climb up to the head of the parents.
我是对60岁的儿女讲的。
I'm talking about the children which are almost 60 years old.
我们不要以我们社会经验很丰富就可以不听从父母。
Never thought that we have such a rich social experience that we never have to listen to parents anymore.
只是借着这个来告诉我们, 位置不要错。
And I want to share here is be aware of your position.
所以听从父母是主所喜悦的。
Obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord.
听神的话。
Listen to the words of God.
话是这么说的。
And be aware.
儿女听从父母是主所喜悦的。
Obey your parents, this pleases the Lord.
所以儿女听说不是父母说你做得好，而是主说你做得好。
So because this not only pleases the parents, but it pleases the Lord.
不是主说you well done, 是不是你说他good job, well done, 是神说 well done.
Not that the parents say you're well done, then you're well done. It's the Lord said you're well done, then you're well done.
所以实际的意思就是你遵行了主的话。
So that in reality you have followed the commandment of the Lord.
儿女听从父母不是仅仅父母满意。
So it's not just that your parents will be satisfied.
是令主满意。
Is that the Lord will be satisfied.
所以说是行主所喜悦的事。
So that's why I said it pleases the Lord.
那乖宝宝应该比较没有问题，对不对？
And obviously we have those good boys, good children.
可是儿女不听从的怎么办？
But for those disobedient, what can we do?
这个话怎么解释？
How we interpret here?
怎么来遵他而行呢？
How can we walk in the Lord?
我们知道有一个人叫做格里汉。
We know that there is a man called Graham.
我是说他儿子那个格里汉, Franklin Graham.
I'm referring to the son, Franklin Graham.
我不知道你们有没有读过他有一本书叫做《反叛有因》。
Have you ever read a book from him that says the reason of a rebellion?
Yeah, rebel is a cause, is a reason.
A cause.
一个从一个反叛的角度，一个悖逆的孩子的角度，一个不听从父母的角度，他告诉他的经历，见证他是如何回转的。
He shared and testified his experience, in the respective of someone once being rebellious.
如何从不听而听？
How he turned from rebellion, children become obeying children.
主的话不会变。Lord's
word will never change.
迟早你非听不可。And
sooner or later, you will have to hear.
我们讲是主的话，不是人的话。So,
be careful. Here I refer to the word of the Lord.
否则的话，我们就落在因为现在讲亲子关系，很多父母什么教育这些，很多的书都可以去参考的。Otherwise,
be careful. Otherwise, there are so many books on this earth that you may refer to.
但神的话很单纯。
But God's word is pure.
神的话永不改变,
and will never change.
并且出于神的,
and whatever out of the mouth of the Lord, it will carry the power of the Lord.
Franklin, 当他青少年的时候,
when Franklin was in his youth,
就是1960年的时代,
it's about in the 1960s.
跟我们大概差不多年纪,
it's about a similar age of me.
就是嬉皮，你们听过嬉皮吗？
So it's a generation of hippie.
Hippie, yeah. 当时我记得整个社会都迷惑在一个好像，哎呀呀，人要寻求方向，人要找人生的价值。
At that time, since the entire society get lost, and people are looking for their value and the direction of life.
在他的年纪，在我们今天来讲叫做反叛，叛逆的年纪。
And so in today's world, it's a rebellious age.
所以他供奉期刚好碰到这个时代。
So it happens that he was grown in such an age.
他就抽烟喝酒飙车，你们听得懂吗？
So he smokes, he drinks, and then he just what? Car racing?
Okay. Illegal car racing. 不是那个 Kansas City 那个 car racing track 里面啊 ，OK， 等到他长大了以后呢，稍微年长一点点的时候呢，哦
，after he grown up a little bit，
他跟交女朋友，他不是用 courtship，
When he tried to find a girlfriend， it's not through a courtship，
他带女孩带女他的女朋友外宿，
he just carried a girl and stayed outside together.
弟兄姊妹，我没有在这里在讲道德的律哈，我是在讲神在这里怎么他怎么写，我就怎么说。
So I'm not just trying to tell a moral story here. I'm just talking according to the words of God.
用人文化人文来讲，就是他是一个失落的一代。
And through the cultural perspective,
cry out 一代。
He belongs to a lost generation and a crying out generation.
他就在这样子里面就跟着一起学，就学坏。
And he just followed that trend, and he became a bad one.
父母讲什么他都不听。
He won't listen to anything that his parents said.
早上起来叫他上课,
he won't get up, even parents told him to get up to school.
你们有没有这个经验?
Have you ever had this such an experience?
结果他妈妈放鞭炮放他门里面。
His mom just threw
the firework.
Firework. And once he got that surprise, and later he just sealed his door.
这个母子斗这个征战很有意思，他母亲都爬到房顶上倒冷水从那个里面倒到他头上。
And according to what he's written that there are so many fights between him and the mother. The mother will even climb to the roof and pour down cold water to him.
哇，在车上走的时候，他就跟他这个兄弟姐妹吵啊，这样子。
And when traveling, there are so many fights between him and the other siblings.
吵到他妈妈没办法了，把他关到车厢里面去了。And
up to a point that his mom had no way but to lock him in the truck.
学主啊，不是学他的妈妈。今天我们来讲清楚一点，不要到时候。So
let me be clear here. We want to follow the example of the Lord, not his mom.
在他自传里面，他讲，他说他是格里汉的儿子。And
he wrote that he's a son of Graham.
所以他自己里面有很大的压力。So
he had a great pressure in him.
他自己写,
he wrote
在他自传里面,
in his book.
他说人家介绍我，就说我是格里汉的儿子，人家连我的名字什么都不知道呀。
He said, whenever I was introduced as the son of Graham, people won't even know my name, frankly.
所以说他这个孩子心里面就是说，他说我不知道他们是不是故意这样子来讲的。
He said, I don't know whether that's on purpose.
瞧不起人吧，你根本是只看我爸爸不看我的。He
said that they never really respect me, only refer me as son of my parents.
我们真的要很小心，有的时候。We
need to be very careful.
你不要站在人跟神的中间。
Never stand between another man and God.
只有一个中保就是基督。
There's only one.
你站在那里挡着人家，挡的时候，有的时候，所以这些人他也当然不是故意的了。
I know those people are not on purpose.
但借这故事给我们一点警醒。
But this story will give us a warning.
我记得在我们当中有个弟兄，他交了个女朋友很多年，但是他每次介绍，因为他的这个女姊妹的爸爸是一个很有名的传道人，他每次说这是某某传道人的女儿。
And I remember that one brother, he had a boyfriend for many years. And whenever I introduced this girlfriend, it was referred as a daughter of a famous missionary. And until one day he was reminded that his eyes truly opened. Now they get married and they have a happy life.
格里汉活在这样子一个环境里面，很大的压力，所以说他就讲，他在自传里讲，他说。So
Franklin Graham lived in such a situation for many years.
他说我每一次我跟他我父亲相提并论的时候，我都不知道我活着有什么价值。So
every time I was referred together with my parent, my father Graham, I don't know the value of my own life.
因为他不知道人到底是喜欢我还是喜欢我的位置。
And he said that I don't know if people really like me or like the position that I stand.
有一天,
and one day,
他骑了一个哈雷摩托车，那个哈那呃马摩托车，就哈。
One day he rode a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
他就想到他爸爸那去跟他要点 petty cash.
And he wanted to go to his father and ask for some petty cash.
哦，骑士装扮呢？
He's wearing all those motorcyclist dress.
满脸胡子,
and his beard all around his face.
你们看过这些人对不对?
Have you ever seen those figures on the road?
我每次开车我就开远一点。
I try to be.
其实他们是好人，不是说不，我不是说我自己。
Away from them. Not necessarily mean that they're bad.
不修篇幅他。
Yeah, they will never just clean themselves.
他自述，不是我替他说哈。
This is what Franklin wrote.
他一下就冲到他爸爸，他爸爸正在开董事会。And
he went to his parent, his father Graham, and Graham's holding a board meeting.
这个爸爸,
this father Graham,
毫不犹豫地站起来说欢迎他的儿子说这是我的儿子把他一一个介绍给他的 board director 的 member of his board director
He never hesitated and he stood up and said welcome to his son and he introduced his son to every member of the board
一面是子女听从的转变等会我们再教他他自己一方面做父母你我们要注意了哈
So One point is talking about how the children should obey their parents. On the other hand, is how parents need to do according to the Lord.
他说格里汉奇怪，他并没有为了他自己的失礼莽撞而向他们道歉。
And Graham was surprised that he didn't apologize for his being rude or not being polite.
他也没有表现他脸上表现对他的儿子任何的这一种羞愧或感到惭愧。
Seems that the parent, the father never showed any shame on his face because of his son is in such a manner.
等到事后他 Franklin 写他的自传的时候
And later when Franklin wrote this book,
他说他一直保守那一天他父亲给他的尊重。
And he said that he cherished the respect that his father showed to him forever.
并且他让他看见，当他不听从、叛逆、狂妄的时候，他看到有一个爱跟他同在。
He experienced such a love when he is still rebellious.
后来他回忆，他说。
And he record.
他从他的父亲尝到了天父赦罪之恩。
That he had a taste of this love of forgiveness from Heavenly Father, but through his earthly father.
这个儿女，这个儿子转向听从，是这样子的转向。
So this is how this rebellious son turned back.
你知道今天的格里汉的那个 mission 布道团
Do you know right now the Graham Franklin's ministry?
Franklin 2002年从他父亲里面接下现在他是团长
So in the year 2002 he took the responsibility for this entire ministry from his father.
认识神的爱
Know the love of God
的话你就知道孩子们不需要做什么来赢得你我的爱
And if you know the words of the Lord you know that they don't have to do much
如果我们是出于
to own the love
如果我们出于我们父母啊
Parents
20岁做父母太早对吗有二三岁的父母三四岁的父母都是一样的哈
so, No matter you're in your 30s, 40s or even 20s
你出于私利不爱子女出于自己的利或者不爱他们
If you it's out of your own benefit that you don't love them
或者你溺爱他们中文叫做溺爱
For your own benefit you either don't love them or love them too much
yeah, You spoil
Spoil them
Spoil 这个字就另外一个意思就是被你被他他就被掳了。
Another meaning of this word spoiled is that he get captured.
如果这样子就是不是遵他而行，而是跟着仇敌在走。
That way, if it's that way, you are not walk in him, but you follow our enemy.
做子女的也好，做父母的也好，当然孩子有的太小不清楚，但是今天。当我们念到哥罗西的时候，他说：“你们既然接受了耶主耶稣基督，那是指你已经有了信仰的。
”And no matter your, no matter children or parents, according to the book of Colossians, that as you receive Christ Jesus Lord, that you have such a faith in you.
但是神的话也适用任何人，要万人得救的。
Actually, the words of the Lord applies to anyone.
你就知道我们根本。不配得到神的爱，我们的行为。
So you know that we entirely we are not worthy of the love of the Lord.
可是神仍然爱。
But God still loves. And the Romans, Paul said that only that God died for us when we're still sinners, that the love of God was revealed to us.
我相信这一点叫我们能够做孩子的，能够知道那个不是辈分的问题。 你怎么去 honor 你的 parents?
And so it's not just talking about earthly generation. It's not just the issue of that. It's about how we truly honor our parents in the Lord.
父母怎么来尊重你的孩子?
And for parents, how you honor and how you respect your children in the Lord.
所以我们做父母儿女在人际关系之中, 如果当你真实地表现出这样子神的爱的时候, 基督的爱的时候,
If we truly manifest the love of God in our relationship between our loved ones, that we know the prodigal son will be back.
叫不听从的成为能够听从，叫主的话不落空，这件事是主所喜悦的。
It is pleasing to the Lord that the rebellious one becomes an obeying one.
用哥罗西的书上的神的话就是。
And according to what's recorded in Colossians, that all the virtue hands on the love.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
And parents, do not provoke your children, so that they won't be discouraged.
以弗所书六章四节同样的说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。 只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, Fathers, do not provoke your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
你不要激动你的儿女。
Do not provoke them.
激动到他一个程度让他气馁。
And to a point that they will become discouraged.
到他失去了勇气跟信心。
So they will lose their courage and faith.
那我们今天要再问同样的问题，那如果儿女已经气到气，不是儿女气，他生气了，气到气馁了，你怎么办呢？
So I will ask that what happened if they have already been discouraged?
遵他而行?
To walk in him?
圣经里记载了一个故事。
There's a story in the Bible.
这个浪子回头的故事。
The coming back of the prodigal son.
你看到这个小儿子因为看重父亲的财产过于父亲的本人浪荡出去。And
you see that prodigal son, he loved the treasure from his parents more than his father himself, and he went out.
他回来的时候,
when he came back,
悔改回家的时候,
when he repented, he came back.
父亲怎么做?
What did the father do?
欢迎,对不对?
He welcomed.
你我做父母的，如果碰这个事怎么办？怎么看你这个德行？
So what if it happened to us, to our parents? So we may just scold them. Why you do this?
大儿子
and his elder son
也虽然不体贴父亲的心的。
He cannot fully understand the heart of the father.
不过他觉得 not fair.
他觉得不公平，很熟悉吧？这个话，他生气。圣经讲他生气了。The elder son got angry.
他对他父亲讲：“我服侍你这么多年，你看看你，我从来就没有违背你的命令，你也没有给我一只山羊，然后叫我来跟朋友一起快乐。你这个儿子，他连他弟弟都不称赞。他说他这，你这个儿子，你看这个儿子德行，跟娼妓在一起，没人讲说娼妓，就他自己讲哦。”
And the elder son, he said to his father that I have been working hard for your labor for so many years. You never give me a lamb so that I can enjoy with my friend. And the other son, look at him. He did all this and he stayed with
Pokemon. That's okay. 你不知道这个字也没关系。
And they've taken away all the treasures of the house.
结果你一回来,哇,给他宰娘,宰牛啊,这样子。
But when he came back, you treated him so well.
Not fair.
It's not fair.
他父亲怎么处理？
So how the father dealt with this?
有没有叫他失去失掉失惹气，然后让他臭骂一顿，然后还要惹气？当他纠正他怎么做，但他父亲在圣经上告诉我们说，他父亲就出来劝他呀。
So did the father discourage the elder son? No. He came out and talked with his elder son.
按照主的教训。
It's according to the teaching of the Lord.
他说，儿啊，你跟我常都在一起啊。
He says, son, you are always with me.
我所有的都是你的呀。
All I have is yours.
神本性的一切丰富都在基督里藏着。
And all the richness of God was resided in Christ in the body.
也如此得到了丰富。
And we have this riches through the Son.
这个，但是你的兄弟是死里死而复活呀。
And but your brother was lost, but now is found.
失而又得啊。
Lost and found.
我们就理当快乐嘛。
So we should have joy.
他跟他好言解释，他解释，你不要看他不是ignore他，他是跟他说明，跟他解释，按照主的话来告诉他。
So the father talk with the elders in very nice words. Explain to him.
雅各书告诉我们。
And the book of Jacob.
人会有两个 viewpoint.
He said that.
Two different viewpoint.
People will have two different viewpoints.
一个 viewpoint 是从上头来的智慧，一个 viewpoint 是属地的智慧。
One is a heavenly viewpoint and one is an earthly viewpoint.
父亲用属天的智慧做了这件事情。
And in this story of the prodigal son, you can see that father he treated his son with the heavenly wisdom.
可是如果他用属地的智慧来处理呢？
But if he treated it with the earthly wisdom.
我就像圣经讲说，就会反生各样扰乱和各样的坏事。
You will have all the kind of disturbance and bad things.
所以你要认识基督啊。
So you need to know Christ.
我们要在基督尊他而行啊。
We need to walk in Christ according to him.
父亲照着主的形象来活出。
And the father lived out the life according to the image of the Lord.
他不激怒儿女，使他到儿女们一直到了气馁的地方。
He won't provoke his children to a point they will be discouraged.
他反而帮助在自己的身上来认识主，让孩子认识主的形象。
But he helped his children in such a way that his children can see the image of God through himself.
真是求主给我们从上头来的智慧。
We pray that the Lord will give us wisdom from above.
叫一个生气到已经快到生气的儿女能够叫我们因着尊他而行，而能够叫这个人回转来归向神。
For rebellious children in anger, because what the manner of us that they will come back to the Lord.
因为这个父亲不单单看到这个两个孩子的现在的状况。
Because the father not only see the current state of the two sons.
因为他相信神。
Because he believed God.
在光中就看到神是要怎么样在这里把一重建他们的，要恢复他们的实际。
He in the true light, he will see that how God will restore and rebuild these two sons.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，我们都经历的过来，都知道我们要尊重的态度来对待孩子。
And brothers and sisters, we all know through our experience that we need to respect our children.
孩子们就会用尊重的态度来尊重别人。
And then they will learn how to respect others in such a manner.
如果小孩子，各种年龄的小孩子，生活在一个好喜欢批评别人的这个家庭的里面。
If a child is grown up in theFamily full of environment full of criticism.
这个小孩子学的是会学习到定别人的罪。
And then what he learned is how to judge and condemn other people.
如果你常常我们常常嘲笑他，
if you often just laugh at him,
让他上智,
and so that he'll be discouraged,
他就变成一个害羞的孩子,
and he'll become a shy child.
我们不要讲孟母的故事,
we don't have to tell specifically a story of so and so.
但是因着他父母的教导, 后来他能够说, 近朱者赤, 近墨者黑。
There's a saying in Chinese saying that you're staying with people of a certain color, you'll become that color.
就是讲到环境对他们很重要。
It talks about the influence of the environment to our growth.
遵他而行的行那个原文 是讲到在一个经过的那一个 track 一个路径里面。
And the NIV translate is to live in him, but in the original text, the meaning is to walk through a path.
是讲到一个遵走在哪一个环境的里面范围里面。
What kind of a scope environment that you walk in?
如果我们在主的恩典里面，让他行走在基我们的信仰的里面，在基督的里面。
If through the grace of God that we have them walk in the faith.
这就是为什么哥罗西书告诉我们要遵他而行。
That's why the book of Colossians told us that we need to walk in Him.
告诉我们你要父母做父亲的，只要照着主的教训跟警戒来养育他们。
And tell parents to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
你不要不公平。
Don't be unfair.
不是你能做到的。
Not that you can achieve that.
你不要没有爱。
And not to have be for short of love.
常常发脾气。
We often fall into anger.
我刚刚讲了，我们犯的错误，告诉大家，就大家不要再犯了。那我今天也学会学到在这里，求主的恩典，叫我们把这些不好的都在主的恩典里面，能够照圣经话来讲，救人死，活出新人。And
actually, what I want to share is many of my own mistakes, so that you don't have to fall into the same mistake. And according to the scripture, that so that our old man can be died and our new man will come up.
主的话不改变,
and the Lord's word will never change.
我们对孩子讲话, 你不要, 怎么讲, 叫做, 今天讲一个, 明天又讲一个, 是什么讲? 就是说你讲的话, 你不实践。
And do not, for parents, do not say one thing to your children, but don't do it.
或者乱讲话,
and just speak randomly.
有一次我的小女儿跟同工们有一次在一起讲,
so one time my little daughter, he shared with co-workers.
他突然有一个同工告诉我们, 他说王八蛋,
and suddenly someone told me that my little daughter said some bad words.
你们不要学。
You never learn.
他哪种都不知道。
You don't know where they walk.
很多时候,
many times.
等到你在儿女身上看到你自己的缺点,
you can see all your own problems.
能够叫他恢复的，只有遵他而行。
The only way to restore them is to walk in the Lord.
言教身教, 这是我们常用的名词。
And we often say that to raise them up is through your word and your deed.
但是我们要注意到它的一致性。
But we need to see the integrity of this too.
信仰跟生活不能结合在我们的身上。 你要传福音很难啊。
If the faith and life is not integrated, it's so hard to share the gospel.
孩子受伤了,
when they got hurt,
不管他在哪个环境里面,
no matter in what kind of situation,
学校,
school,
甚至于教会, 对不起, 我就这么,
even church. Sorry, I said that.
我不是讲, 这就是我们的聚会, 就是不是我们, 就是在聚会中,
not specifically on our gathering, just in general, the church.
不要压抑他的情绪,
don't just cover his feeling.
我们应该要帮助他来疏解。
We need to help them to relieve.
父母丢给教会，教会丢给父母，不能解决问题。
It won't solve the problem that it will throw the ball back and forth between church and family.
但是做父母需要，我们需要理解。
We need to understand.
让他知道天父爱他。
Let him know that our Heavenly Father loves him.
爸爸妈妈也爱他。
And dad and mom love him.
让他知道这个爱是不会改变，不会用任何理由会改变的。
Let him know that this love will never change.
所有的问题经过是暂时的，但是要告诉他来龙去脉是怎么回事。
All he experienced is just temporal. Tell him where it's from.
照主的话来教训他，来警戒他，来告诉他如何去面对，怎么 handle.
And to help him through the words of God and help him to learn how to handle the situation.
做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们是料自欺。Parents
do not provoke your children.
做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，要照主的教训跟警戒来养育他们。Bring
them up in the training of the instruction of God.
但是要小心。But
be careful.
主讲到这句话，同样一件主的话的时候。
And when the Bible tells this,
他说我给你们的话是当孝敬父母。
He said that the words are to honor your parents.
这是十诫里面的。
This is in the Ten Commandments.
典章里面在出埃及记21章也讲到，你咒骂父母的必定要致死。
And also recorded in the Exodus chapter 21 that
这是神的诫命跟典章。
The parents will be put to death.
可是有的人，那个人是信神的人。神主耶稣说，法利赛人跟文士。
So there's some people that the Lord refers as Pharisees and scribes.
他说，如果人做人，人对父母，如果要给父母供奉养的，这个你告诉父母说，哎，我给你的这个东西我已经给了教会了，给了不是给教会，给了做了贡献了，过了哥尔本了。And
this is even mentions to his father and mother. Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God.
以后你就可以不必孝敬父母了。
Then he's not to honor his father with it.
我们做父母的要小心哦。Be
careful.
你不小心就做了法利赛人了。And
be careful, we'll become a Pharisee.
因着许许多多的事情。Because
of so many things.
养育儿女的过程,
the process of raising children.
我所理解就是不希望自己所受的伤再加在别人的身上。
And my hope is the hurt that I experience won't be upon others.
让他知道神，人都是照着神的形象造的。
May we know that men are all created in the image of God.
耶稣基督是为所有的人牺牲的。
And Christ Jesus died for everyone.
我们在主的里面,
in Lord.
实际上的话, 不是外面的东西, 是从里面到外面的。
The reality is from inside to outside, from inward to outward.
真的求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
或者我说应该怜悯我。
Or I should say, may the Lord have mercy on me.
主也真的是怜悯的神。
And our Lord is such a merciful Lord.
好，我们再来读一次《哥罗西书》第二章第六节、第七节、第八节。
Let us read again, Colossians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8.
读英文，中文的跟我读，读英文的跟我的弟兄读。
We'll read Chinese together with me first, and then English.
Are you ready? 我们好了吗？《哥罗西书》第二章。 第六七八三节，请读六七节先，请。你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也增长了。请英文。So
then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. And overflowing with thankfulness.
第八节，中文，你们要谨慎， 恐怕用人他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们如果在信仰和生活的实际上面，
Dear brothers and sisters, if in between our faith and our, the reality of our life,
如果是分开的，
if they're separated,
有一天，
one day,
孩子去大学就叫离开家，对不对？
And one day, our children will go to college, you know, they, such they will come.
或大一点的孩子是因为工作搬开来。
And they may leave us for their career.
换了一个城市居住。
They may just move to another city.
好像原来那个维系的教力量，那个教会跟家庭不在家人旁边。
So all the previous bindings of families or family or church won't be there anymore.
他们就成了挂名的基督徒。
They become a Christian just by the name.
我跟我的孩子道歉。
I apologize to my own children.
我是一个很严格的人。
I'm a very strict man.
尤其对上就是参加聚会。
And especially for coming to the gatherings.
当孩子们小的时候不愿意出来的时候。
When they are so young, so little, they are not willing to come.
我骂他们，骂到他们丧志。
So I have scolded so much that to a point they were discouraged.
等到他们离开的时候。
So after they left.
他说，我可以讲 ，Alan 说，这是你的教会，不是我的教会。
My daughter said, it's your church, not my church.
你们都知道 Alan 光景先他服侍哈，他没有离开主。
You all know the current situation of Alan.
He's still
serving the Lord.
我敢这么说，感谢主给我一个机会。
I can speak out here because God really gave me such an opportunity.
我知道信仰如果不落实在生活当中的话，
I know that our faith is not become a reality in our lives.
你想要叫他们得到信仰上的实际，不可能。
It's not possible for them to get this reality of faith.
我没有一点责备教会的意思。
I never had any intention to blame church.
教会的整体以及父母属灵自然的流露。
The entire church and the spiritual situation of the parents, they will just reveal naturally.
必须要看到我们在我们教导跟实际里面是相称的。
So that our teaching and our life should match.
所以说，当了哥罗西书在这里交通的时候，他说：“你们是要因为相信已经是接受了主耶稣基督了。”
So in the book of Colossians says, "You have received Christ Jesus as Lord."
你就继续生活在他的里面。
And continue to live in Him.
你要继续经历他的属事。
And continue to experience who He is.
所以我们弟兄姊妹才会交通，在光中行，在生命中行，在爱中行。
And so that's why our brothers share that you need to walk in the light, walk in the light.
我们弟兄才会讲出你要尊主为大。
And to honor the Lord.
你要带着敬畏的心。
And to have a fearful heart.
我们要走在他的真理上面，就是他所说的话，要走在他所说完成的作为里面，就是真理，就是恩典。
And we need to walk in the truth, that's his word, and we need to walk on what he does, that's his grace.
告诉我们，他说为什么？是因为你行事为人是要对得起主。
So that the question says that the reason is that you should walk being worthy of the Lord.
是跟我们所接受的要相称，是跟蒙召的恩相称，跟基督福音要相称。
Worthy of what the gospel that we have received.
凡是要蒙他的喜悦。
and to please him in every matter.
在一切的善行上结果子,
and to bear fruit in all the good deeds.
这个继续叫我们长进到最神充分的认识,
and continue to do that so that we can grow into a full knowledge of God.
实际,
and this reality.
我们今天早上,你知道 Bear Root 现在修啊, 当时我们去参加那个, 我们的, 什么会, 就是, 退休会。
You know that the road outside my house, the Barry Road is under construction.
那里有个sign,
there was a sign there.
你不要读错sign,
don't ever misinterpret that sign.
施工中请原谅,
and it says under construction, sorry.
没有一个人是完全的,
nobody is safe.
我们都是神的杰作,
we are all the masterpiece of God.
我们都在施工中,
but we are all under construction.
那天聚会就是讲到说, 这个弟兄来告诉我们他是陶匠, 我们是泥土, 对不对?
And we still remember that for we go to this retreat that one of the message is he's a potter and we are the clay.
施工中请原谅,
we are under, it's under construction, sorry.
在饶恕中往完全去走,
and we'll go through this perfection through the forgiveness.
如果我们能够在遵他而行, 在这件事上能够让孩子们知道, 哦, 你跟那个人与跟那个, 当你跟他之间有点摩擦, 有点嫌弃的时候, 你要彼此包容啊。
And we can help our children to understand if they have conflict.
有一个标准哦,
and with others.
主怎么饶恕我们, 我们也怎么饶恕人。
Learn how to forgive. But there's a standard.
为什么?
Like, to forgive according to how God forgives.
都在施工中啊, 请原谅啊。
Because we are all under construction. Sorry.
我从小的时候, 我没有挨过打呀。
When I never been hit during my childhood.
因为我爸爸常跟我妈讲说, 长大就好了。
Because my father often told my mother that when he grown up, he'll be good. But actually, I'm quite
rebellious.
And my mom didn't hit me, actually. He just tied me to the bed.
长大就好了.
And my father said when he grown up, he will be good.
信仰是一个属灵的长成的过程.
And our faith is a process of growing.
你我对神有信心吗?
Do we have such a faith to God?
得到他还要继续留在他里面.
Even you have received him, but continue to stay.
他又讲说要继续生根在他里面.
And rooted in him.
为什么呢?
Why?
只有这个根里面有信, 有信心跟爱心, 这是伯罗提摩太前书第一章14讲, 在基督耶稣里面有信有爱.
Because only through this root, you will have faith and love.
他的信, 他完成的 faith, 讲 faith, 信仰.
And this love and faith
成为我们的信念,
and becomes ours.
教我们这个相信, 教我们能够认识基督,
and this faith, through this faith we can truly know Christ.
所以去年前年我们讲了一年, 认识, 越认识基督, 我们就信心, 这个, 我们的信就是可以度量的, 可以measure的。
We have actually shared last year and this year that so that our faith can be measured.
不是神的信心有变化, 是我们的信念里面会有增长, 叫我们越来越增长。
Yeah, not that the faith from God will change, it's that our faith will grow.
所以你听到保罗讲到他一生的经历的时候, 说他那美好的仗我已经打过了, 当跑的路我已经跑尽了, 所信的道我已经守住了。
And so that you can remember you hear that Paul said, I fight the good fight and I have kept the faith.
The good fight 是什么? 他说, fight for faith fight. Faith, fight of the faith.
Fight for the faith fight.
跑什么路?
He has finished the race. What kind of race?
在哪一个经历里面历练你来跑?
And run through what kind of experience?
Faith.
It's faith, through faith.
Faith 上课去了。我弟兄讲到这个，我就想到他，想到这个尊主伟大，谁不是谁？他当然是他的掌上明珠啊。
And at this moment, I remember our brother shared the topic to honor God.
如果他看他故意看神的话, Faith 长不大, 在灵里长不大。
And our dear brother's daughter, her name is also Faith. He shared about something happened between him and the daughter.
孩子能将这个真理应用在他的生活的里面, 是因为我们的态度。
And children can apply the truth in their life. It's because of our attitude.
所以保罗说他是打的是真道的仗, 信心的仗, 跑的是信心的路, 然后 keep 什么? Keep of faith. 所信的道, 那个道是信心。
So it's the fight is a fight of faith. The race is a race of faith.
你要 root in him, 因为你要在他下扎根, 因为这里面有信心, 有爱。
So we need to root in him because the faith and love can only be from there.
那彼得怎么经历他的信心?
So how Peter experienced his faith?
其实这个昨天上一次曾勇弟兄要交通的。
And actually, last time Brother Zheng is almost going to share it.
就讲到那个西门，主在路加福音22章里面，西门的一个彼得一个经历，主告诉他说，撒旦要得着你们，好像筛麦子一样。And
the Lord told Simon Peter that the day will come that the devil will try to get you get those wheat.
主说：“我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去什么信心。”
The Lord said, "I have prayed for you, so you won't lose faith."
你回头以后，但是不要忘，你回头以后你要兼顾你弟兄哦。
But when you return back, you have to restore your brothers.
彼得什么事情啊？三次不认主嘛？鸡叫，鸡叫，不是三次，对对对。
What happened to Peter? He denied the Lord for three times.
鸡没有叫，你要三次不认识我。
Then before the rook crows, you will deny me for three times.
圣经话不要改，不是三次鸡叫。
So let's be careful. The Bible didn't say the rook crows three times.
圣经告诉我们，撒旦向神要求。
And the Bible told us that the Satan requested.
要得着门徒，跟随主的人。
Satan wanted the disciples who follow the Lord.
因为要筛选他们。
Because they will want to
神允许这件事情,
sift them, but God allows such a thing to happen.
但是主说我也为你祷告，我为你祈求不一样。我求的是什么？求父要保守你，为你祈求。求什么呢？我将我自己当做一个奴仆，来他完成那个信心的路。所以说他讲到他可以讲这个话，我为你祈求，叫你不要失去信心。
And the Lord said, "I have been praying for you that Simon, that your faith may not fail."
所以从彼得的经历里面，后面来看，我们知道这个彼得虽然三次否认主，但是并没有失去信心。他是英文是讲他在信心上好像失败了。And
actually, through Peter's experience, he denied the Lord three times, but actually his faith since didn't fail.
他失去了什么？是失去了希望。
But what he lost is his hope.
但是因为他靠着主的恩典，因为主给他祈求不失去信心，所以他能够恢复。Because
through the grace of the Lord, the Lord has prayed for him so that his faith would not fail, that he can be restored.
彼得可以回头的。He
can turn back.
因为他可以继续生根在他的里面，是因为是他遵主而行。Because
that he can keep root in him because he walked in him.
总的来讲,
in general,
如果我们想要真正去帮助一个弟兄姊妹，帮助一个人，帮助人的话,
if we truly want to help a man or a brother and sister,
如果我们没有经过一个同样的经历,
if we haven't been through such an experience,
我们就不可能，不太容易.
It's very hard. Or
可能我们给人家是一篇大道理。
And we may give them such a good lengthy speech.
但彼得不是这样，彼得后来他写彼得的书信的时候，他讲得很清楚。
But Peter is not like that. And when he wrote the second Peter.
Yeah. 我想因为时间关系，我们不念嘛，你们自己看，因为弟兄上次也念过，让他有活的盼望。
Because time limitation, I won't read it here.
Yeah, 他教我他的信成我们的信，他的爱成为我们的爱，叫我们能够在这个爱里享有他的爱，拥有这个爱，享受基督。
So his faith become ours and love become ours, so we can truly possess and enjoy this faith and love.
Yeah. 感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在教会里给我们一个机会来爱这些孩子。
To give us such an opportunity to love the children in this church.
在我们家中，我们可以来爱我们的孩子。
And love our own children in our home.
可以让他们有机会把心里的难处发泄。
Give them an opportunity that they can speak out the difficulties, the troubles in their hearts.
我不应该用发泄，让他们能够不受，不因着这样子而丧志。
So that they won't be discouraged because of the situation they went through.
他说要继续在他的里面
continue to walk
在他已经立好的根基上面来盖
to build upon the foundation which he already set up
是希望他能够稳固
to have this solid foundation
我们都读过马太福音的两种盖房子的人
we all read that in the Gospel of Matthew that there's two kind of building
主要的是 main point 是说我们是不是主说 你们哈称我是主啊，主啊，你有没有遵行我的话呢？
And the Lord said that you call me Lord, Lord, but have you truly followed my word?
什么叫做忍耐？
What is forbearance?
你知道有一个哲学家苏格拉底吗？
Have you heard a philosopher?
你知道，你去如果看他的自传的时候，他的经历的时候，你可以知道他是一个，他的一个美德就是忍耐。
And if you read his autobiography, you will read that he has a famous for his forbearance.
很有意思啊，他给他一个很怎么讲？他因为他原来讲的就是悍气，彪悍的妻子。
And he has a very Strong-willed wife. But he said, I have forbearance. No matter in what situation, he will have this forbearance. And one time he walked down the street. And there's a young man who came from behind and knocked him with a.
打了以后他就爬腿就跑。
And he raise up and ran.
我他朋友赶快去追啊！这个是开玩笑，这怎么行？这个，哎，他苏格拉底把他拉下来说：“No，你不要去。”
And his friend trying to catch the young man, but Socrates stopped him.
他朋友很有意思，他写的说：“为什么不去？你怕他？”
Then the friend asked, "Why not? Are you afraid of him?"
他苏格拉底怎么回答这个忍耐的 definition 呢？
So how did Socrates answer?
他说：“朋友啊，老朋友啊，如果一个驴踢了你，你还要踢还给他吗？”
He said that a friend if a donkey kicked you, would you kick back?
人的哲理，不要跟人一般见识啊。
Human philosophy. Oh, right, that's right.
主耶稣的忍耐不是这样哦。
That's not the forbearance of the Lord.
你记得耶稣被人把他带到大祭司该亚法的家里的时候。
Remember that the man sent Jesus to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest.
彼得是跟着去的。
And Peter followed him.
就在那个时候，他三次不认主的。
And at that moment, that he denied the Lord for three times.
在那个时候，有人用唾沫吐耶稣，有人用拳头打他，也用手掌打他的。
And people just spit on the Lord and they hit the Lord.
这些差役们还甚至问他说：“你是基督啊，基督，你是先知，那你告诉我，你到底打你是谁啊？”
And they also laughed at the Lord. They said, "You're a Christ. You're a Son of God. Tell me who hit you."
保罗看到耶稣的见证。
And Peter saw the testimony of Christ.
事后他写彼得前书的时候，他说。
Later he wrote the First Peter. What did he say?
你们如果因犯罪受打。 你能够忍耐，没有什么可以夸口的。
There's nothing to be proud if you you were hidden because of your sin.
但是如果你们行主所行的善而受苦忍耐, 这在神看是可喜爱的。
But if you are suffering because of your following the will of God,
你们蒙召原是为神,
and you have forbearance, that's pleasant in the eyes of the Lord.
基督为过你们受过苦,
and Christ has suffered for you and become a good example for you.
Definition.
That's how forbearance should be defined.
继续在他里面立好的根基上建造,
continue to build up on the foundation which he has set up.
所以他说你丰丰富富的要住在主的话里面,
to reside abundantly in the words of the Lord.
彼此劝诫, 彼此教导,
encourage each other and teach each other.
遵他而行,
to follow him and walk in him.
活在基督里面,
and live in Christ.
这个人一定遇见神,
he will meet the Lord.
自己也一定更靠近神,
he will have the intimate relationship with the Lord.
你不在这个遵他而行, 不再活在基督的里面,
if you don't live in him,
你定光只看到人, 不看到神,
and all you see is just man, not God. And will be more and more distant.
在不在基督里面, 尊不尊他行, 你不可以不可能自欺的。
Live in him or not, we cannot deceive ourselves.
我们彼此都活在彼此在神的面前, 也彼此活在彼此的面前。
We all live before the Lord, and we all live before man.
你没有 excuse.
We will never have an excuse.
亚当在神的面前, no excuse.
Adam have no excuse before the Lord.
所以一条属灵成长的路是遵他而行的路。
So that's a way of our spiritual growth, is a way to live in him.
求我们因着我们遵他而行, 叫我们的行事为人能够与蒙召的恩相称。
So that because we can live in him, so that we can walk in a worthy manner of the Lord. So our deeds and our faith can be one. Bless his words.